As promised, we are joined right now by a safety for the Buffalo Bills. Let me remind you, he is a Pro Bowler. He is an All-Pro. He is in his fifth season with the Bills, coming off a game where he had seven tackles, a sack, a quarterback hit, a tackle for a loss in Sunday's win over Miami. Played his college ball at Iowa. He was the 159th pick overall in 2013. The Bills are 1-1. They are at home Sunday against Washington. Micah Hyde is my guest. Micah, great to have you back. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. How you doing, man?
Good, dude. Good. Appreciate the visit. Listen, before we talk about the upcoming game, if you could take me back for a moment to that game against Miami. You guys were coming off that game against Pittsburgh, Micah, that did not go as you would have liked. So I'm curious, what was the mindset of your team going into that Miami matchup?
You know, we felt like we, you know, didn't play very well that first game, and so, you know, we came out in the second one, just tried to get back to our ways, get back to our fundamentals, and as you can see, you know, we played pretty well, but at the same time, you know, we left some things out there, so we're trying to correct some of those mistakes also and move into this week with some momentum.
You know, we'll talk about that again in a minute, but the fact is they got the ball to start and first down, you guys sack him. Then on third down, you come through with a sack of your own. What did you see on that particular play, and then how important was it to make a statement early on against them?
Well, we wanted to come out and be aggressive. I think that anytime you can, you know, affect the quarterback in this league, you have a good chance of winning ball games. Obviously taking the ball away and you know, first down, getting them behind the sticks, second down, getting behind the sticks, creating third and long. So, you know, we wanted to go in the game kind of in attack mode, and you know, Frazier was dialing up some blitzes for some of our DBs to get to the quarterback, and we were able to get home. So, I just think anytime we have a game plan where the coaches and the players are on the same page, we're able to go out there and play fast, and I think that's the result of many of those plays.
Micah Hyde joining us. Listen, the sack, it's important, but it might be an overrated stat, but that was your first one in a few moments. How good did it feel to finally get home?
Oh, my gosh. It felt very good. You know, I've had I think I had one every year in Green Bay. I get to Buffalo, and it took me 5 years to get one. So, you know, I just think that, you know, here with Poe and myself, we take pride in being the, you know, complete safeties, whether it's in the box, you know, box play, run down, stuff like that, blitzing the quarterback, one-on-one with the tight ends, receivers, and middle of the field, breaks, stuff like that. So, you know, we take pride in trying to be the complete safeties, and, you know, it's good to finally get a sack under my belt here at Buffalo.
Micah Hyde joining us. I'm glad you mentioned your guy. I was going to mention the partnership between you and Jordan Poyer on the field. It's unlike anything else in the league, I could argue. I mean, from the outside, just the outside, it feels like a big part of the team's defensive identity starts with the two of you. Is that the way it feels to you, and how do you approach that role with him and setting the tone?
Well, I think that obviously our defense is a well-oiled machine, and it's not just us. You know, we got guys in the defense that have been together for a big group of guys that have been together for at least 4 years. I think our whole secondary linebackers, most of the D-line, have been together for 4 years. So, you know, we've been doing this for a while. We've had some ups and downs. So, you know, we know what we have on the defensive side, and we're just playing with Poe. You know, we just see the same things. You know, we've watched a lot of film together. We had a lot of snaps throughout the years. We've made a lot of mistakes, and we just go out there, we correct them, and you know, hopefully never make those same mistakes again. So, you know, it's fun playing with him just because, you know, we're the same type of player. We see the same stuff, and look, we just want to win. We don't care what stats we get. We're going to go out there and win ball games, try to get Super Bowl, you know, here for Buffalo.
Like, Mike, it's so true, right? Like, you guys are your own guys, to be sure. Different guys, different ways of going about things. But when I talk to him, I hear a lot of you. And when I talk to you, I hear a lot of him. I mean, it really is pretty similar. And then you've got another guy I want to ask you about in Taron Johnson. And you've said, quote, I love that dude. Man, he just does everything for our defense. You got to have a nickel that's a dog, and that's him. End of quote.
Yep.
What do you like about him so much?
Not even the football player, just Taron as a person. You know, he's a competitor. I can walk up to him right now and tell him, you know, meet me on the court. Let's play a game of pig. And he's down. Like, he wants to do it. And, you know, I'm probably going to whoop him, but, you know, hope that gets back to him too. You know, he's just a competitor. And I think that's the type of players that we all are on this team. We want to compete. And Taron, he's, you know, like I said yesterday, he's a dog. He wants to be in the box. He wants to be making plays. He wants to be, you know, one-on-one with a slot receiver and, you know, for the game. That's just the type of mentality he has. And anytime you get to play with those guys, you got to cherish it because, you know, it doesn't come around often. And, But I think it starts with just Taron as a person off the field. He's grown a lot throughout these past couple of years, and I've seen the evolution of Taron Johnson going from a rookie till now, and love him, man. It just appreciate everything he does for us.
I hope that gets back to him. He's waiting for you already. You know that's already worked its way back. No sooner than that came out of your mouth, it had already gotten back to him.
Like, probably. But I'm about it, though.
I know it. It's great. It's awesome, man. There's a game of pig I'd pay money to see. You know, when you talk about that dog mentality, like, how do you define that dog mentality, and how do you know when a guy has it?
I think that it's it starts with you gotta know the playbook. You gotta know the defense, or if somebody's on offense, you know, you gotta know the offensive playbook. But once you understand that, and you're out there playing fast, and it's just somebody you can look in their eyes on game day and just know that this dude's ready. He's ready to go. And I, you know, when I come in here pregame meet, he's so ready to get out there. He's out there on an empty stomach, you know, out there just hitting people, covering people, making plays for our defense. So, you know, I just think it kind of you just feel. You feel those dogs out there, and he's definitely one of them.
So, Michael, like on the flip side of that, like you can look him in the eye, and you just know he's ready to go. Do you ever look a guy in the eye and think to yourself, "Man, that dude's not ready to go"? I mean, does that happen on that level? And if so, what do you do?
You know what, Jim? Yeah. I have before, but I think that here in Buffalo, we do a lot of obviously game prep and a lot of studies, film study and all that type of stuff. So most of the time when it's a guy looking like he's not ready to go, it's more of, playbook stuff. He's not really sure of himself when it comes to the playbook. But, here in Buffalo, we do a lot of film study. So once we get out there on Sunday, we understand, what's going on, what calls we got to make. So it rarely happens here.
No, I get that. That's a very professional operation from the top down in Buffalo. That's how that's done. You and I have talked about this, Micah, that a huge part of the turnaround, you have been a huge part of that turnaround and the growth of the team. I know you're not going to say that, but I'm really curious. Like, you're playing this like, this is how this goes. This is the way it's supposed to be. This is why I'm here. But I'm curious what it's been like to go from underdogs to division champs to one of the favorites for the Super Bowl. What's that been like for you?
Honestly, Jim, I still see it as an underdog role. I don't care. I don't pay attention to who's favored in a game, whether if it's us, them, whatever. Each and every game in this league is a battle. It's a challenge. I don't care who you're going against. Week in and week out, it's a grind. You got to be ready to play. You're going to get smacked in the mouth. So, I think that we've always tried to take that underdog role here. It doesn't matter if we're favored or not, but, we understand that here in Buffalo, we're going to have to earn stuff the hard way. It's going to get cold. It's going to be, weather-wise, it's going to be miserable here soon. The snow's going to be on the ground. It's going to be cold. We're going to be practicing outside. Our feet are going to hurt. Our hands are going to hurt. The wind's going to be killing us, but that's how you got to get through it here in Buffalo. And I think that as long as, we're just building that process throughout the year and keep getting better, then, hopefully come December, January, and hopefully into February, we're playing good football.
Michael Hyde joins me for a few more moments. I've got to think that when you talk about it's going to get cold and it's going to get miserable and it's going to hurt, it's got to help to know that the fans are like, maybe they're not punching each other in the face. Well, some of them probably are, but
yeah,
I mean,
they're
right
sure.
there with you, man. Like, they're paying not the same kind of price or the same sacrifices, but they're out there in the same elements. What's it been like to play in front of them again, especially the mafia and feeding off their energy?
Nothing like it. Nothing like it. Even the first game. I know we went out there and laid an egg the first game, but it took guys over an hour to get to the stadium. I live 7 minutes door to door from the stadium, and I had to fly through traffic on the opposite side of the road, flag a sheriff to basically get me the rest of the way, so I didn't have to get fined being late on game day. That's just the type of community this is. These people rally around their Bills football. When we get out there, we get on the field, it's loud, it's rowdy. They're slamming each other through tables on fire. We see it all. So it's a blessing to go out here and play in front of these fans. And that's why when, you go out there and lay an egg first game, first home opener, it's unfortunate. But, we want to go out there and try to make it right this week.
Micah Hyde joining me really quickly. So this week you're preparing obviously to face Washington. When you look at tape of Taylor Heinicke, what do you see?
He's good. He's very good. You know, I feel like he operates that offense very well. Just dating back to the end of last season, him moving that ball up and down the field, giving the ball to the weapons and letting them operate. Like I said, it's a challenge each and every week. It doesn't matter if you're playing a backup quarterback or not. Like, you know, these people get paid a lot of money to go out there and win football games. So we're going to have to go out there and try to get pressure on him. Like I said, we were able to do last week. Whenever you can affect the quarterback, you know, you're able to force some takeaways and stuff like that. So that's what we're going to go out there and try to do. But, you know, it's going to be tough sledding. We're going to have to tackle well. They got a good run game. We got the weapons on the outside. So it's going to be a big challenge for us.
Mike, one last thought. One of those weapons is Terry McLaurin. I would argue fans do not appreciate how good this guy is, man. I love this guy. I love his game. Mm-hmm. How looking forward to that challenge are you? And then what's it take to limit his impact?
Yeah, obviously a huge guy that we focus on throughout the week, a guy that can get himself open. You can tell he has heart. You know, we played him a few years ago, and you know, I don't think they were that record-wise that good of a team, but he was out there playing hard, and just I have a lot of respect for him. So going out there on Sunday, having to take him away, obviously we're going to have to always know where he's at, you know, whether if he's out at 1, 2, 3, wherever. If he's on the sideline, we have to always know where he's at, and because he can make some plays all on the field.
That right there is a Pro Bowler and an All-Pro. Looks the part, sounds the part. Micah Hyde joining us before that big game. Micah, really appreciate you. Always great to have you on the show, man. You make me look good by showing up. Thanks for doing that.
I appreciate it, Jim. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, man, you too. Micah, be good. Boy, such a pro. I love talking to him. Always pumps me up. All business. But a big personality, big-time player, big-time presence.